Tiny homes. What are tiny homes? A brief history of the tiny home movement. The tiny house movement is not a new phenomenon in US architecture and real estate. Tiny homes trace their origins back to Henry David Thoreau's stay in a 150 square foot cabin at Walden Pond from 1845 to 1847, where he wrote the classic transcendentalist novel Walden in 1854. This inspired architects and artists in the 1970s, like Alan Wexler and Lloyd Kahn, to start experimenting with modern versions of small homes. Since then, tiny homes have become popular among environmentally conscious folks and those who love the idea of moving around easily. Tiny homes also have their roots in shotgun homes that were built as affordable housing during the Great Depression and were popular in crowded working class and minority neighborhoods in southern cities like Atlanta, Nashville, Houston, and New Orleans. In Texas, tiny homes are quite welcome compared to other parts of the country. The state follows the International Residential Code, IRC, definition of tiny homes, which means a tiny home is a building that doesn't exceed 400 square feet and has a minimum ceiling height of 6 feet 8 inches. Additional requirements for building a tiny home depend on county building codes and zoning regulations. If the builder plans to offer the home as a short-term rental, there are even more regulations to consider. The affordability of tiny homes has made them an appealing choice for many seeking to navigate the challenges of today's housing market. With the rising costs of traditional real estate, tiny homes offer a more accessible pathway to home ownership, allowing individuals to invest in their future without the burden of overwhelming debt. This trend resonates particularly with younger generations who prioritize experiences over material possessions and value sustainable living. The minimalist lifestyle that tiny homes promote encourages occupants to streamline their belongings, fostering a sense of freedom from consumerism. Moreover, the lower utility and maintenance costs associated with smaller living spaces further enhance their financial appeal, making tiny homes not just a housing option, but a lifestyle choice that aligns with both economic and environmental sensibilities. Types of tiny homes. Select the arrows to navigate between the different types of tiny homes in the market and learn more. Mobile tiny homes. These homes come in different sizes, mostly falling into the single wide, 18 feet by 90 feet, or double wide, 20 feet by 90 feet, shipped in two separate units. Categories. Some tiny mobile homes can be as small as 13 feet by 8.5 feet. There are different ways to move these homes, but the most common method is to build them on a towable structure. This allows residents to attach the home to their vehicle and live a semi-nomadic lifestyle. Since these homes are residences, owners should be aware of any regulations that apply to tiny mobile homes in the specific areas where they plan to move them. Shipping container homes. As advertised, these homes have been constructed out of shipping containers. As such, they retain their familiar brick appearance and range in dimensions from 20 feet to 40 feet long. The appeal of shipping container homes is in their uniform appearance. Like Legos, shipping containers can be stacked and configured into unique layouts. However, shipping containers used for tiny homes generally keep to a single container for the whole property. Nonetheless, the interior of a shipping container home can still vary widely depending on the builder and designer. Micro homes. These homes retain the shape and layout of a traditional single-family residence, but scaled down significantly. Generally remaining around 300 square feet, micro homes harken back to shotgun homes in their small but fully stocked stature. They maintain all the amenities of a traditional home, a bedroom, a bathroom, a kitchen, and laundry space, while taking up much less space. They are the perfect fit for fans of minimalism and sustainable living. Floating homes or houseboats? Houseboats are very popular in waterfront communities. Unlike their European counterparts, American floating homes prioritize the house aspect of houseboats. These residences are permanently moored on the water and are immovable. However, unlike their regular-sized counterparts, tiny floating homes resemble small homes built around a boat-like frame. These structures combine the serene environment of living on the water with the charming and minimalist lifestyle of tiny homes on land. Yurts and cabins. For those who appreciate a closer connection to nature, yurts and cabins offer a wide range of amenities and experiences. Yurts are circular tents, traditionally constructed with bamboo or wood and insulated with skins and felt. They originated with nomadic groups in Inner Asia, though Western builders have modernized them as more permanent buildings with high-tech amenities. Some westernized yurts take the rounded shape and roof of the yurt and construct them with sturdy metals instead of traditional tent cloth. Much like cabins, yurts can vary in size. Some yurts, both traditional and modern, are large enough to be split into rooms, separated by freestanding walls or partitions, while the smallest can be erected around a single queen or king-sized bed. Tiny homes as STRs appeal in the STR market. You can find tiny homes all over short-term rental websites like Airbnb and Vrbo. Because of their versatility, tiny homes have garnered significant popularity in the STR market. Tiny yurts, cabins, and houseboats offer a close connection with nature, while micro homes and mobile tiny homes provide all the same amenities as modern homes without taking up too much space. Their small size offers benefits for both vacationers and owners. Most tiny homes are built to be sustainable, and builders have fully embraced this model. Tiny home builders often advertise their model's sustainability and use recycled materials for construction. Tiny homes also use less electricity than conventional homes due to their small size. Owners who rent out their tiny homes can take advantage of their small size by placing multiple tiny homes on one property. Owners can position tiny homes far enough apart that renters may not even encounter each other despite staying on the same property. The appeal of tiny homes extends beyond their physical attributes. They embody a lifestyle choice that resonates with many travelers seeking simplicity and minimalism. For guests, staying in a tiny home can serve as a refreshing departure from the hustle and bustle of daily life, encouraging them to slow down and appreciate their surroundings. The compact design fosters a sense of coziness and connection, making it easier for visitors to engage with nature and immerse themselves in their environment. As more people gravitate towards experiences that prioritize well-being and sustainability, tiny homes are not just a trend. They represent a movement towards mindful living. This shift reflects a growing desire to escape the excesses of modern life, allowing travelers to reconnect with what truly matters: memorable experiences, natural beauty, and the joy of simplicity. Resources for short-term rentals. Want to learn more about STRs? Select each tab to learn more about different resources related to STRs. AirDNA. Want more tips and tricks about short-term rentals? Follow AirDNA's blog for valuable insights and up-to-date data outside of their subscription service. National Association of Residential Property Managers, NARPM, advocacy groups. You can follow housing advocate groups like Keep Neighbourhoods, First and Inside Airbnb to understand changing regulations around short-term rentals around the state and in other parts of the country. Tiny Society. Learn more about the different types of tiny homes by checking out Tiny Society. Zook Cabins. Understand regulations concerning tiny homes in Texas by County with Zook Cabins.